When I was about 10 years old, my sister began to stray off the path, and my mother informed me that the entire family had to attend church as a punishment for my sister's bad behavior. Even though church attendance was presented as a punishment, I never saw it that way. I loved Sunday school, and I could have stayed at the church forever. I've always believed in the Lord, but I had very little actual knowledge. I lived off the breadcrumbs of religion, really, watching movies like Ben-Hur and the Ten Commandments, and listening to the wonderful Bible stories at Sunday school. One of the largest issues in my life would have to be my mother. She was an adulteress from the day she married until the day she died. At the age of 8, I became my mother's confidant, her conscience, and very unfortunately, her confessor. She talked nonstop about her affairs with me, at the same time demeaning and degrading my father. I was told intimate details of bedroom situations and other things really so vile, I couldn't stand it. I would beg her to stop talking, but she would simply laugh at me and then continue. It was very, very difficult to bear because my mother spoke ill of everyone in her life, family, friends, coworkers, neighbors. I felt like a garbage can, and every day she would simply vomit forth into me, saying things I knew had to be bad, that I knew had to be wrong. I managed to survive by setting a goal for myself of escaping to go to college. I met my future husband there at the University of Chicago, Urbana-Champaign. I graduated, returned home, and I quickly married. I soon realized that I had jumped from the frying pan into the fire. My husband displayed a serious drinking problem, going out every night to drink with business associates and coming home only when he was completely drunk and ruthless. Since we worked together, I had to cover up and I had to maintain his business image. In business, we were successful, but our marriage was a failure, and I really didn't know what to do. I tried to talk to my husband and work on our problems, but he refused to even discuss it. I finally worked up the courage to leave, realizing there was no hope for a future together for us. Before I left, I did make a list, complete with every possible vindictive, abusive thing I imagined that my husband might do when I fled. I went into hiding and had to fight for 5 years to get a divorce. At that time, he actually did complete everything on that list, every nasty item, because the way he said it was he just wanted to make me suffer. When we finally did divorce, I realized I was both alone and free. I was free of my abusive childhood and free of the married life I'd really run towards to escape my mother's voice. I began to move forward and really made my job and my career into my whole life. How I came to know Christ. The years went by, and while I was successful in the computer industry, I always felt alone and somehow restless. I finally prayed to the Lord and asked him to come into my life and put my feet firmly on the path. I prayed because I had begun to feel truly lost and hopeless, so far away from the Lord. I felt like I was alone in the wilderness and couldn't even see him. Couldn't even feel his presence in my life. I asked the Lord, no matter what it took, and those are the important words, no matter what it took, to please show me the way back to him. The next morning, I went into work, and I was fired. That was a Friday. I felt sure. I knew that the Lord had answered my prayer, but I was still a little dazed on Saturday, not sure what was going to happen next. I woke up Sunday morning and asked myself, "What are you going to do?" And the immediate answer that came into my mind was, "You're going to that church down the street, the Living Hope Bible Church." I really did. I looked up service times online and came to the Sunday morning service. I had been to all the services since that day. From the first sermon, I became so curious and began to feel something really deep inside. I felt like everything was turning upside down and changing, realigning, and moving towards something new. After the first service, I came home and I read my Bible for the first time. I was so angry with myself because the Bible was perfect. The Bible was holy. I would read the words and sometimes just stop and just touch the page and say aloud, "These are the Lord's words." I couldn't believe how profound and how inspiring it was. And why on earth hadn't I started reading sooner? As you can hear, I was slowly awakening, but I was still uncertain, and I had some real concerns. Those concerns were my sins. And as I attended more church services and read more of the Bible, I began to realize I had more sins than I had even understood. As only the Lord can plan, I happened to mention to Emily, of Pastor Mike and Emily, that I had a love seat that was in good condition, needing a new home. We set up a time for Pastor Mike and Emily to stop by my apartment to look at the love seat, and I really do believe the rest was God's design. In 24 years, ever since I had left my husband and gone into hiding, no one had ever crossed my threshold or been given directions to my home. Somehow, though, I just felt this was the right time to let go of the fear. Pastor Mike and Emily came over, and we had a wonderful visit. We talked about all kinds of topics, and I did keep asking questions about the church. I told Pastor Mike that I was interested in the church, and he began to gently draw me out of my shell. I told him I was really interested in joining the church, but, and then I just began to cry. There had been so many wonderful, righteous people at this church. I felt I could never be worthy of joining your congregation, not with so many sins in my past. I wanted to get rid of those sins by myself before I joined the congregation. I would have to describe it like this. In the 6 weeks, and if you can believe it, it was just 6 weeks, that I'd been attending church services, I had realized that there was a tall, heavy wall I had built around myself for protection. But that wall was also holding in all of my sin, all of my shame. With each sermon, I just wanted to hear more. It was like I would push brick by brick, peering over the top of the wall so I could hear more clearly. By the time I sat speaking with Pastor Mike and Emily, that wall was no higher than my waist. I could see clearly what was on the other side, but these last bricks were the old ones, the foundation, big and deep and wide, the wall that was keeping me from the Lord. When I offered that first big, heavy stone to Pastor Mike, I said I wanted to get rid of my sins alone before I joined the church. Even as I said the words, I could feel the weight crumbling because I remembered from the very first sermon I heard here at Living Hope, you cannot do it alone. Faith is something that you share. Pastor Mike said exactly that, and that we are all sinners, born to sin before the Lord. And that stone just crumbled into dust. Once started, I just refused to stop. I kept talking and crying and listening to Pastor Mike until there were no excuses left. I wanted to turn that wall into dust and make it into a wonderful pasture where I could just run to the Lord, fall at his feet, and beg him to save me. Finally, we prayed, and I asked the Lord Jesus to forgive my sins, come into my life, and be my Savior. I prayed for Jesus to come into my life and my heart and cement the relationship so I could hold him tight and keep him forever in my heart, never, ever to leave. How my life has changed since knowing Christ. Now that I know Christ, everything is different. I look back and I can see my old life, my past worries, my anger. It's meaningless. That old life is so completely gone, dead and buried. I can remember, but I don't really want or need to look back. I'm excited, though, to look forward, to praise the Lord for this wondrous gift of salvation, and to follow wherever the Lord leads. Everything is fresh and new and so full. My heart is so full of joy, and I have such peace for the very first time in my life. I feel like a colt, like a horse, just born, just barely standing on its leg, but already anxious to move forward. But so importantly, I want to make sure that I move forward the right way, the righteous way. I would ask that you all pray for me and help guide me, showing me by your example the path forward. Ezekiel 37 says that we are like dry and brittle, broken bones. The Lord's word makes us new and whole and gives us the breath of a new life. We are made new, part of a living army for the Lord, and part of the Lord's forever family. This church is alive in faith and glory to the Lord. I pray for the Living Hope Bible Church, for the Lord to strengthen and protect the church and its congregation so that it may continue to grow and spread the Lord's word the way it has done with me. My confession of Christ. I want to confess today and forevermore that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. He is my everything. My past, all my sins, have been washed away by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. Jesus has taken all of my sins upon himself and given me his mantle of love and grace and righteousness. I am so undeserving, and I can bear witness to the beauty and the glory of the Lord for my salvation. Thank you.
Thank you.